8:31. This is the Morning Conversation, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It is Election Day. The deadline coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. Perfect time to bring in County Clerk Daniel Loomis. Good morning.
Good morning. It is great to be here.
Well, I know you've got a busy, probably 18 hours ahead of you today. And as you head in this morning, what do you think about on Election Day as County Clerk?
Hoping that I have the strength to last through the night and to be the encourager for all those election workers that come in faithfully every election.
Yeah, talk about that aspect, because while you've got mechanization and computers and all the things that have changed from decades ago, this takes more than your normal staff.
Sure does. At 8 p.m., there has to be a couple of people positioned at each of our 15 ballot drop sites. Plus, at that same time, there has to be board members opening and separating ballots from their return envelopes, and that's usually about 20 or so folks additional in my office.
Wow. And see, I don't think people necessarily think about people being like at the drop ballot site right at 8:30 to make sure that somebody doesn't vote late or whatever.
Just a small correction, 8 p.m., not 8:30.
8 p.m., right. But, yeah, there's a lot that goes into this. And today, the final day of the process, for somebody who hasn't voted yet, what are some of the things they should keep in mind?
Definitely recommend use a drop site. But if you want to go to a post office, if you give it to the post office, actually carry it inside the post office and get a postmark.
Yeah, and because one of the things is the fact that people, maybe they think, well, okay, I'm mailing it today, it'll be fine. But also, when the, you know, not all the places where you would drop off a ballot outside the post office, is it picked up all day? Sometimes they pick it up, you know, more in the morning or quit by one or whatever.
Right, and it's especially true, we are an all vote by mail state, but on election day, putting it in your mailbox in your neighborhood will not likely get a postmark on it, will most definitely not get a postmark on it by today, election day.
So really, the drop site's really the best way to go today.
Absolutely.
And they are around the county. We've got a list linked to the story that we've got up this morning at 541radio.com. So that includes the rural areas. Some people that live out of ways may have to drive a bit to get to one, but they're really kind of all around the county.
They are. I believe that count is 26 rural and regional post offices here in Douglas County.
Right. So for the people that come in and help you out on election day, do you have a lot of the same folks do that election after election?
Yes, yes. And in fact, even though they come back each year and are members of differing parties, they look forward to the camaraderie of working with each other and counting those ballots and seeing, familiar faces.
And talk about that piece, too, because there are parts of the process where you do pull in and you reach out to the two parties for observers. That may not be the right word.
Yes, absolutely. The invitation to the political parties for observers is the eyes and the transparency for the public into the process.
And of course, a lot of times, while these folks may differ, a lot of times if they are involved in these issues, they've probably crossed paths a lot. And occasionally, they're even known to become friends.
They are, absolutely.
So what has been the most interesting thing about being the county clerk for the last few years?
Watching the enthusiasm people have for their party, their candidate. I really find it fulfilling to see people that are passionate about elections, because it is the cornerstone of our democracy.
Well, and I suppose that is even more obvious to you, having spent a career in the military as well.
Well, yeah, I would receive absentee ballots while serving overseas in places like Germany, Iraq, Panama, and I would cast my ballot for candidates here in Oregon. And I was always thinking about that I am defending freedom while I was serving in the military, and now that I'm back in my hometown, my home community, my home county, I am safeguarding freedom by taking care of the ballots and operating that with safety and integrity.
I imagine that sometimes when you have UN peacekeeping forces or other things like that, where you have multi-nations working together on a project, I imagine that there are a lot of countries where the idea of sending, you know, getting ballots out to service members maybe isn't even done.
Absolutely, that's right.
So that makes it even all the more important. So what do people need to know with, now you mentioned the deadline and all of that. Talk about, as the results begin to roll out, some of the deadlines and how you account for ballots that are postmarked by today but may not make it in for a few days.
Yeah, so of course, we need to have your ballot postmarked by today, and you have up until 7 days after Election Day for those to roll into through the postal system, not through the ballot boxes. Of course, the ballot boxes get locked at 8 o'clock tonight, but if your ballot arrives within the next 7 days and it has a postmark, we're going to be adding it to the tally, the tabulation of the ballots, and so I believe it's Wednesday of next week would be the time when I put out a report that is the unofficial final, meaning we believe that this is the most or nearly the most ballots that we're going to have. But then there's still another 14 days beyond that, actually 21 days total after the election, where people that have forgotten to sign or their signature didn't match have the opportunity to cure those ballots. And I highly encourage folks to do that.
So that if that's the case, then their ballot is set aside. It doesn't go into the count yet then?
Well, it's we're just holding on, waiting for them to cure it. We want to count their ballot. We want them to sign that letter or come in and to our office and sign the ballot, and we will add their ballot to the tabulation.
So with this 21-day period, if you happen to have a extremely close race, which you never can tell what might happen there, especially in smaller areas where you have a small amount of folks voting because it's a small area. So sometimes, not a lot, but sometimes results may not be known for a while.
That's true. But, you know, I want to make a comment that even if it's a wide margin and your candidate might have already won or might have already lost by that wide margin, I really encourage folks, your ballot, we want to count your ballot. We want to make your vote matter. And if you don't cure it, it won't count. It won't matter. And we want you to cure those ballots. Even if it doesn't change the outcome, we want you to know that your ballot was counted.
Very good. And of course, the county elections website has got all the information people need to know as well.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, now your 18-hour day begins right about now. County Clerk Daniel Loomis, thanks for coming in.
We thank you.
8:40 at the Morning Report.